Those little cards that accompany floral arrangements may eventually become obsolete. A new technology allows people to print directly on roses and other flowers. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
Roses are big today, really big. The Society of American Florists says the U.S. imported 215 million roses just for Valentine's Day. A handful of those will have special messages and pictures printed right on the roses' petals. Raj and Tiruthoda have just started their live flower printing business in Mason.
There are many different colors, colored ink. Based on the flower color, we are going to select the ink. And basically, the system contains three-step process.
Step one is making the artwork. For example, Raj looked at the WVXU logo and recreated it on his computer. If a customer wanted a picture printed on the flower, he or she would email it to the Thodas. Other messages work the same way. It is then sent to a template-making machine. The template goes on embossing equipment, and ink is transferred to a special white spongy substance that makes the image on the rose. Speaking Roses International invented flower embossing technology. Just this month, it was granted the latest in a series of patents covering the apparatus and process usage. Tiru was searching for a franchise opportunity and thought it would be a fit with her creativity. So the company recently added Cincinnati to a list of about 40 to 50 worldwide. Raj says more and more people are going into the flower printing business.
There are many cities like Chicago, there is one, and there is Maryland. Two of them are in Utah, mm-hmm. And I could see something is North Carolina, New Jersey, New York. Many other places, Delaware.
And this is one of the busiest times of the year. Tiru says there are so many messages and pictures that can be printed on flowers.
Example is I love you, or happy Valentine's Day, or happy birthday, happy Mother's Day, Father's Day. There are so many messages on my website also there. You can do it if you want to do other things. That also you can do. You can send it to through the email. We can see, and we have to make templates with the messages, what you are sending.
She says transferring the message from the white spongy substance, a trade secret, does not damage the flower. She and her husband say it lasts as long as a flower without a printed message.
It's just like a printing press. The only difference is there are some things, you know, special features involved. That's how you get the final, you know, printing.
After the template is done, Tiru screws the color into the embossing equipment. She slides the color over the template, transfers it to the white bendable material, and then...
Just you have to hold it with your hand, four fingers, then just gently press.
She can do about 6 to 10 flowers in 1 minute. What do florists think about this technology? Society of American Florists Vice President Jennifer Sparks.
It is one of those specialty trends that may or may not be in more flower shops as the years go on. I think it's another way to be able to put a message out there. It's a little bit more technology-based than a simple card that goes along with the flowers. So it's another option for consumers who are looking for some fun and interesting ways to sell flowers.
Science does play a significant role in the floral industry. The Society partnered with Rutgers University for a study on how flowers affect emotions. Not surprisingly, research shows flowers do bring delight.
Not only do they look beautiful on your kitchen table or in your office desk, but they actually increase happiness, and so they have a positive impact on your emotional well-being.
Sparks says there's a lot of research in the lab on how to develop different floral varieties, and maybe one Valentine's Day you can pick how strong the scent is for your roses. Researchers at the University of Florida have identified genes that control the aromatic compounds in flowers. In the January issue of the Plant Journal, scientists describe how various genes in petunias help regulate the amount of the 13 major aromatic compounds in that flower's fragrance. Eventually, we'll be able to turn up the scent for the desired effect. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.